Today on More to Life, Discipleship Discipline. Discover how to help your kids become the people God made them to be. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical. Theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Discipleship Discipline. We're talking about helping your kids become the people God made them to be. How do we as Catholic parents raise godly kids? You know, it has to be more than just the rules that we have or the things we say no to. It's really got to be about how do we disciple our children into having Christian attitudes toward life and all the things that they do. And that, of course, you know, is a challenging thing, especially in an increasingly pagan world that's hostile to our Christian faith. So, you know, what do we do as parents? And how can we really help our kids become the people that God created them to be? That's what we're talking about today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Whether you've got younger children, teenagers, or adult kids that you are trying to support in leading a godly life, we want to help you overcome the challenges that you are encountering on that path. 877-573-7825.
Yeah, I want to jump in on this idea of older kids and even adult kids. You know, one of the things about being a parent that society does not talk about at all anymore, it did once upon a time, it no longer does, is that we are supposed to be discipling our children, having influence with our children from day one through the end of their lives. You know, or the end of our lives, and then we're still praying for them when we are on the other side of all of this. And that can get tricky because you need to know how to adapt as a parent to, you're not going to be treating your 16-year-old as though they were two. You're not going to be treating your 30-year-old as though they were still your dependent child. But you should be having the kind of relationship with them or healing your relationship if it's not there right now so that you can help guide them. You can be that listening ear. You can have that influence. And that is a very tricky thing to do because as we raise our children, life happens to us and we make mistakes and big things happen in life that maybe, you know, left a mark with them somehow, even as you struggled through it as a family. Perhaps they have been so influenced by the craziness of the world that when you even bring something up, it doesn't fit the schema of what the rest of the world is telling them. And you're saying, how do I even have influence when they have so much influence from everything else? Does this sound a little familiar, whether you are just starting to raise your kids or if you're looking at how your kids are raising their kids and you want to be present in that, you want to have influence in that, you want to help them. If you're anywhere on the parenting spectrum and you're thinking, it's kind of hard, how do I deal with all of this? And you're struggling in some way, we're here to help you today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Of course, if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can always shoot your questions to us via email. And that address is questions@moretoliferadio.com with the number two. questions at more2liferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we love being able to ask those follow-up questions that help us tailor our responses to your particular circumstances. So give us a call, 877-573-7825. I mean, the fact is, parenting is hard, and especially when you're dealing with a child who might be struggling in some way. So do you have a younger child who's having a hard time dealing with their emotions, behaving well, or handle a school or social problem? Do you have a teenager who's really struggling to deal with the peer pressure that they're experiencing, to handle social media appropriately, to understand your faith or values? Or maybe you have an adult child who's struggling in some way and you're not sure how to help or support them. And, you know, when we talk about adult kids, a lot of times it can sound silly if your approach to parenting has been just sort of being the parent who sort of says no to things. You're seeing it as your job to have certain boundaries and set certain limits. But what we're really talking about when we title our show Discipleship Discipline is that as Christian parents, it's our job to teach our children how to live and how to make godly choices and how to bring everything to God and discern. And, you know, we don't control especially our adult children's choices. In fact, the Catechism even says they don't owe us obedience. But we, at every age and stage, you know, it's our job to be a model and to be an influence and to have the kind of relationship with our kids, whatever age they are, that makes them want to turn to us for advice and for counsel and for support and for finding godly ways to respond to all the challenges that they encounter. And so this idea of discipleship discipline is actually rooted in the teaching philosophy of St. John Bosco, who developed something he called the preventive system. And the preventive system, he said, was kind of to reject the heavy-handed, punishment-oriented approach to parenting that was very popular in his day, for one that focused on building character and teaching virtue through reason, religion, and loving kindness were the three pillars of this. And so when we take that out of the classroom and really apply that philosophy to parenting in general, we call it discipleship discipline. And it's what we talk about in our books, Parenting Your Kids with Grace and Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace. And in fact, all of our writing on parenting is really rooted in this philosophy of discipleship discipline that's based in St. John Bosco's teachings.
Now, I'm sure a lot of our listeners, maybe all of our listeners, are thinking, well, that sounds very lofty and very pious and very lovely, but I made mistakes, or I'm making mistakes, or I don't feel like I'm grown up enough to even lead them. You know, I remember so clearly when we had our very first child. We got about 2 or 3 days into it, and we said, okay, when are the parents coming back? We're kind of getting tired of babysitting and not sleeping. You know, we grow with our children. We are not fully baked as we have our children. We are called to learn, to develop, to grow in reason and virtue so that we can help them with it. So if you're feeling like you've made mistakes along the way or you're not sure what to do now, we're here for you. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, of course, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're wondering, you know, well, what is that and how can it possibly help me with parenting? Well, you've come to the right place. So when St. John Paul was Pope, he gave a series of reflections that looked at how we could discover God's plan for living a more joyful and abundant life.
And the Theology of the Body reminds us that God speaks to us through his creation. In that sense, he's speaking to us through our children as well. Often we think of parenting as just a one-way street. You know, parents form their children, and children should listen to their parents. And while that's certainly true, God is also communicating to parents through the children he gives us. And he gives us the children we need as an invitation to grow in ways that we wouldn't if we didn't have those particular children. When dealing with a challenging child, or a challenging moment in your child's life, it's important not to just throw up our hands in frustration and blame the child for being unworkable. Instead, we need to ask God daily to show us how he's asking us to change and grow so that we can give that child what he or she needs to become everything God created them to be in this life, and to get that child to heaven in the next life.
So, you know, of course we need to pray for our kids every day, and that's especially true of challenging children. But we also have to remember to pray that God would break open our hearts, that he would help us move past our rigidity and stubborn insistence on parenting that child in the same way we always have and expecting to get a different result. We have to ask God to change us, transform us, so that we can know how to be what that child needs us to be to bring out the best in them. You know, sometimes that's going to require us to be more gentle and generous than we're inclined to be. Sometimes that's going to require us to be more firm than comes naturally to us. And sometimes it's going to require us to be more patient than we want to be. But in all these things, we need to remember that we're not just doing this to help our challenging child. We're doing these things and making these changes because God is trying to heal things in us that need to be healed. And the more we do that, the more we imitate Christ the Good Shepherd, who emptied himself and became flesh so that he could find and rescue each of us, his challenging children. 877-573-7825 is the number to call. Our show today is Discipleship Discipline, as we talk about those parenting challenges at every age and stage and help make your job a little easier as a Christian parent. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we bring to you our children, and we ask you to help us to imitate you, the Good Shepherd, as we raise them and lead them to you. Help us to not just limit ourselves to setting limits and saying no, but really know how to form them in virtue and good and godly character. Help us to lead them to you and teach them to turn to you for all their decisions, big and small. Help us to show them how to have a deep relationship with you so that even when we aren't present, they have your loving guidance and grace to lean on. And Lord, when we're struggling with our kids and our kids are struggling with us, we ask you to break open our hearts so that we might cooperate with your grace to be the parents you need us to be so that we can bring out the best in our children. We ask all this through the intercession of the Holy Family, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Discipleship Discipline, as we talk about parenting, and especially how to help our kids become who God made them to be. If your child is struggling in some way, or you just got questions about parenting and feeling like a more confident Catholic parent, we are here to help. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Anne, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Nebraska on Spirit Catholic Radio.
Hi there, Anne. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. So I have kind of a complex situation. I hope I'm going to be able to tell this in a very concrete and very simplified
way. So you told our screener that you have a 17-year-old who's very defiant and that he kind of complains whenever you ask him to do anything, and he's refusing counseling or medication or any of that. So that's what we've got so far. So what else do we need to know?
So he has the friends that he tends to hang out with are not the best that he could hang out with. He has told us that he is not going to turn down a friend that needs help, so he was kind of going to involve himself in a possible fight that involved knives and a possible gun. We're seeing it at school that he's starting to be defiant and disrespectful. So to give you
Let me ask you, do you have other kids, Anne?
We have, at home, we have 6 other kids. So they're all younger than him. So those are the ones that we're trying to protect right now so that protect them.
And how long has this been going on, Anne?
For probably about, I would say, the last year. But he has told me that he does feel suicidal at times. So we've taken his car because he was driving very recklessly, like extremely recklessly. So we have to go to court for that. But I'm just kind of, my husband says we may have to kick him out of the house. And I don't think that's the right way to do it, but I don't know what else to do because he doesn't graduate.
And then you said he's refusing counseling and meds. Have you gotten him to somebody who wants to put him on medication and he's refused, or have you just suggested it? Where are you on that spectrum?
Well, we've suggested it. We went and talked to the school counselor yesterday, and that is our first step right now of at school anyway. They have a psychiatrist that, because of a grant, that he could see him. Just to work on, some strategies and stuff. So that's kind of our first step. I have mentioned before that I think it would be good for him to go talk to somebody, but he's been very resistive to that. He's like, there's nothing wrong with me. I'll figure it out on my own. I don't need any help.
Okay. So, Anne, I'm sorry that you're going through this, but this is a very serious situation, so I want to jump in here. First of all, anytime a child is indicating suicidality, that's very serious. It's not something to just sort of let go in any way. And if it's not a choice, right? If your son was diagnosed with cancer, you wouldn't say, "Would you like to go to the oncologist?" You'd make it happen. So he needs to be seen by somebody, and it's not his choice. It's your choice, and it's your responsibility to make that happen. But beyond that, what I would also say is that it's not just his problem. It's a family problem, and you and your husband and he, at least, maybe some of the other kids as well, but that I'll leave that up to the therapist, need to be in family counseling. Because when you deal with a problem like this, okay, the problem doesn't exist inside a person. It exists between the people. It's not just his behavior, it's how you're responding to his behavior, and it's how he responds to your response that becomes the bigger part of the problem. And so you all need to learn how to relate to each other differently so that he actually is willing to listen to you and work with you. There are problems in the relationship here. And your husband, I understand his frustration, but he's really too willing to just write his son off and just say, well, that's his problem.
I mean, I get that he's trying to shock your son into better behavior.
It's not going to work.
But somebody who is having suicidal thoughts, who is driving recklessly to the point where he now has to go to court over it, who is willing to possibly risk his life in a knife or gun fight and blow it off as just like being virtuous and being with his friend, that's not somebody who's going to get shocked into good behavior. It's somebody who's going to feel abandoned and lost, and it's going to exacerbate the issue.
And I understand that, you have other children, and you're saying you're wanting to protect them from him. And I get why you're saying that, but what that really points to is a complete breakdown in your relationship with your son, and why would he want... I mean, he doesn't have any supports. He's raising himself at this point. Right, and that's the whole point of him saying, I don't want to help. I'll just figure it out myself, because he feels like he's been in that position for a long time, and so he needs you and your husband to come around him and to go to family counseling and learn how to deal with each other. That's the big takeaway from this, and it's not his choice. He doesn't want to go to counseling because he doesn't want to be the project that you guys have to fix. He recognizes that there are problems in the family, and he's pointing back to that. And I need you guys to hear that message and contact a good family therapist that would be willing to work with you and your husband and your son together. Thank you for the call. I hope that you'll be willing to follow through with these suggestions, because I think that is what absolutely needs to happen.
Vitally important, and please listen to that.
And if
we
he
do
mentions,
not want you regretting
if,
not
if
doing
If he
that.
Mentions suicidality again, he needs to go to the hospital immediately.
Including, I realize he's a 17-year-old young man. Call the police and get him to the hospital.
But it's not. None of this is his choice. This has got to be you, the parent's decision. 877-573-7825. We're talking with you today about parenting on our show titled Discipleship Discipline, as we talk about our responsibility as parents not just to set limits and say no, but to build character, to cultivate virtue, to teach our children how to have a Christian worldview. And how do we do that in today's world? We are here to help you make your parenting life a little easier and help you be a more confident Catholic parent. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute, who will be sharing some insights from the Theology of the Body on how to be a more effective Catholic parent. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
This October 8th, our sponsor, Spirit Juice Studios, presents The Full Story of a Hero, narrated by Jonathan Rumi.
Father Flanagan lived his life by a simple principle, that we are all children of God, and it is our responsibility to care for one another.
Heart of a Servant, The Father Flanagan Story, rated PG-13. Tickets and info at fatherflanaganfilm.com. That's fatherflanaganfilm.com. Exclusively in theaters nationwide, October 8th.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I come from the other side of the tracks, see? My uncle used to have slot machines. Put one nickel in and it's emptied. Boom. And I brought him home in a bag, and my mother looked at me. Where did you get all that money? I said, I won him. You didn't win him. He fixed the machine. I didn't care if he fixed the machine or not, you know?
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Steve Ray here. Next year's a Jubilee year, and we're going to celebrate it in Rome. But not only Rome. This is our Saints and Shrines of Italy pilgrimage, and joining us is our good friend Teresa Tomeo.
Yes, Steve, fantastico. Walking through the holy doors, immersing ourselves in the deeply Catholic culture of Italy. I'll be joining you and Janet in Florence and Assisi.
Join us this May for the Jubilee year from Milan to Florence and much more, all the way to Rome.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Discipleship Discipline, as we talk about parenting, especially when our kids are having a hard time. You know, how can we help them be who God created them to be? 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute. Bill, welcome to More to Life.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Well, it's great to have you with us. So, you know, you wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, what some of St. John Paul's reflections on family life, how those reflections could help us as parents kind of adjust our expectations for what parenting should be.
Yes, John Paul too, he's got this wonderful balance that he always dives into with his teaching on the objective and the subjective. So, objectively, we've got space, we could say, in our life where we arrange things and we organize things and create a space of equilibrium and balance and peace. That's objects, right? We can move around. But in the family, we've got subjects, we've got persons. And trying to breathe that kind of control into that situation is never good. So the idea here is look at your family more as this organic space of growth, of challenge. People call it a crucible of community. Pope Francis calls it a workshop. So the idea is this is a place of constant change, growth, challenge, and we're all giving and receiving in it, sometimes positively, sometimes negatively. But that expectation can help a lot, I think, recognizing that the
Lord... I think, you know, I want to unpack that a little bit more because I think there is this idea that, you know, it should all just work, right? It's like a machine, right? I should just be able to flick the switch, turn on the machine, and it should do what it does. And we have a tendency to think that way about family life and then get irritated when things don't go smoothly. But really, that fact is a, you know, it's a feature, not a bug. I mean, family life isn't a machine, and people aren't objects that you can put in place and say, now stay there and be good. You know, we have to interact with each other and learn from each other and grow together, and that's inevitably going to be a messy process. And it's supposed to be, because that's how we grow and become who God is calling us to be, right?
Exactly. Think about all of the stress and the sort of the heartbreak sometimes, the, you know, the expectations come crashing down, but it's because we've got this machine-based of orientation or expectation of what the family is supposed to be, but it's anything but. Of course, we can create environments of space that can sort of be more conducive to peace, but we can't control people the way we control moving our furniture around. So I really think this will breathe a spirit of a little bit more life, a little bit more flexibility, some more pathos, looking at each other this way.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's important to have routines, and it's good to have structures, and that's important. But when it comes right down to it, you know, we can't be put out, especially as parents, when our kids are either, you know, misbehaving or they're, you know, things aren't going so smoothly as we'd like in the family, we get mad at everybody and say, well, you know, shame on you because that's not supposed to be the way this is working. You know, instead we're able to see that as, okay, this is an opportunity for us to learn from each other, to grow together, for me to, you know, guide my child and to disciple my child into a healthier way of approaching life. And that's the job. That's the work.
And that's empowering, where the idea of it's just not working and getting frustrated disempowers us, makes us feel there's nothing we can do. And then we get stalled out and even angrier.
Bill, thanks for that kind of attitude adjustment. We appreciate your sharing those insights from St. John Paul on family life. And I think it really is helpful. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, where can they turn for more information about the Theology of the Body Institute?
Yeah, we'd love to have anyone come out for our week-long retreats on this beautiful teaching. TOBinstitute.org is the website.
TOBinstitute.org. Bill, thanks again for being with us, sir. Always a pleasure. And we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. The show today is on parenting. It's titled Discipleship Discipline, as we talk about how to disciple our kids to a godly adulthood, how to help them become everything God created them to be, especially in the face of the problems they're struggling with and all the challenges life throws at them. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls after this.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
We are in an age where the culture is taking over so strongly, and we need to be effective communicators. One-on-one, online, in interviews, phone conversations. Doesn't mean that every person is going to have a degree, that every person is going to know how to do a podcast, but we need to first form ourselves in prayer and know the faith, and then at least know something if we're going to be evangelizing and out there on whatever platform on a regular basis. But are we making sure that we are doing it to the best of our ability, prayerfully, but also in a way to communicate effectively? How do we get that message across? How are we approaching people? Are we being kind? Are we giving them accurate information?
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
The Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. Feeding 5,000 from a boy's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, as recorded in John chapter 6, is quite a miracle. Yet the next day, Jesus downplays it in verse 27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Likewise, God's provision of manna to the Israelites in the desert was also a great miracle. Yet Jesus similarly downplays it in verse 49. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Jesus is clearly stating that his Eucharist is greater than both of these amazing miracles, and the Catholic Church absolutely takes him at his word. Examining the truths of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. What does it mean for a dad to be poor in spirit? According to scripture scholars, the man who is poor in spirit is profoundly aware of his radical dependence on God. Men often struggle with this idea. Many of us have been raised to believe that it's a virtue to be self-sufficient. Boys are taught from toddlerhood that they're sissies if they ever need their moms or dads too much. This world tells us, blessed is the man who takes care of himself and minds his own affairs. But this attitude is completely contrary to the message of Jesus. In the words of Pope Francis, when the heart is rich and self-satisfied, it has no place for the Word of God. Catholic dads, do you know what it means to be radically dependent on God's help to be a great husband and father? To learn more, check out my book, Be Dadtitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today our show is titled Discipleship Discipline. We're talking about parenting, and in particular, parenting in a way that lets us raise kids who love God, who want to have a Christian attitude toward all the stuff that human beings do, and really know how to become the person God is calling them to be. That's a tall order, but we can do it through God's grace. Let us help you make your job a little bit easier as a parent and help you feel more confident as a Catholic parent. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And tell us what the challenges are that you are facing with your kids, regardless of the age and stage they happen to be in. With that, before we take our next call, it's time to send out some congratulations to a longtime EWTN radio partner.
That's right. Those congratulations go out to Archangel Radio serving Mobile, Alabama. They're celebrating 14 years with EWTN.
Congratulations to Ellen Taylor and her team at WNGL Archangel Radio from your friends right here at EWTN. And listeners, wherever you're tuning in to EWTN Radio, make sure you're supporting your local EWTN radio station. Let's keep EWTN going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you in living a more joyful, faithful, and abundant life. With that, we are taking your calls about parenting today on our show titled Discipleship Discipline, 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Sean, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Nebraska on Spirit Catholic Radio.
Hi, Sean. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
The reason I called was you had mentioned that God put, you know, the kids in your life for a reason. He's using them to teach you. And I just felt like you guys really hit the nail on the head with that one, because that's just exactly how I felt. My kids have dealt with a lot of trauma, and myself, we've gone through drug addiction. Their mother died.
Did she die of an overdose?
She did.
I'm so sorry.
And it's, I haven't really talked about it a whole lot, so I apologize if I'm
Certainly, this has got to be incredibly hard. Do not worry about it.
I felt like God all the time is using whatever I perceive as behavioral issues with my children as things that God needs me to work on in myself, in my relationship with Him.
Mm-hmm.
And as I work those things out, my kids see it and will hopefully naturally, you know, work their way through it as well. But it's really frustrating. Being a single dad, like I can't bat a thousand every day.
No. You know what? Even non-single parents can't bat a thousand every day. Now,
right.
Let me ask you this, Sean. You say that your kids see you working through it. And your kids are pretty, you know, developed here. They're 15, 12, and 9, it says on our board here. These are kids that you can have real conversations with. Are you talking with them and saying, you know, this is really hard for me, and I'm going through this, and this is how I'm trying to work this out? And how are you guys working through what you're trying to work through? And having real conversations about how difficult this is for the four of you and what you need from each other. Is that happening in any way in your household?
Yeah. I feel like I'm blue in the face sometimes, because sometimes I don't, like, I want them to just understand it immediately. You know, I only have to say it once, but that doesn't always seem to happen. So,
No, and it's not going to. But I guess, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I know I'm impatient sometimes, and I've gotten back into the faith, you know, recently. I was, you know, cradle Catholic or whatever, and then fell way away and have come back. and I know these things are, there's healing that's happening. And I'm
really
trying to stay patient. Yes, yeah. It is. It's very hard work.
So, Sean, I have some thoughts I could share with you, but before I do that, I just want to ask you, is there a particular thing that we can help you with on the call here today? Because you got a lot going on, and I want to make sure that anything I say to you would actually be helpful. So do you have a specific question, or do you just want me to offer some general thoughts on what you've shared so far?
If you could just offer some general thoughts, that would be that would be fine.
Okay. So there are two things that I'd really like you and the kids to do. And then I want to give you a resource to kind of follow up and offer some additional support. So number one, the most important thing is that we're praying as a family every day. Because, you know, we can have a household with a bunch of Christians in it, but we can't have a Christian household unless we're going to God every day and saying, okay, Lord, teach us how to be the family you want us to be. Right? And what you want to do is just really start leading from your heart. Right? You know, you're saying, okay, Lord, you know, this is what's going on today. Please teach us how to respond to it in ways that will really glorify you and help us be our best selves. You know, help us to take good care of each other. Show us how to be the family you want us to be and what that really means today in the face of these things. And then if you want to add any other devotions that are important to you that would enable you to kind of really rest in the Spirit and listen to what God is saying to you through those devotions, whether that's a family rosary or a chaplet or any of those kinds of things, that's beautiful. But start with really bringing to God, all of you together, and what's going on in the day, asking for his help to teach you how to respond to those things, how to be the family he's calling you to be. Then I want you, after that prayer, you know, and that's only, I think, maybe 5 minutes, right? Even if the kids all contribute, it won't take long. But then after that, I want you to just put out the question there, hey guys, what's one thing that we can do, each of us can do, to try to make each other's day a little easier or more pleasant? You know, what do we need to do to be a better team today? And just talk a little bit about the day and what each of you can do to be there for each other and to help it go better. And the goal here is for each of you to reflect a little bit on what you can do to make the day go better for as a family and how you can show up for each other. Just asking that question changes the dynamic. You know, you guys have been through a lot. And, you know, your wife died of the overdose, you said, in 22. It's been a year and a half. Not a lot of time.
Yeah, it feels like forever, especially when you're in that kind of pain. But in terms of healing from death, especially such a tragic death in that way, it's a millisecond.
And when people are in pain, it tends to be kind of an every man for himself sort of mindset. Right? If I'm hurting, I'm not thinking about other people. I'm thinking about what's going to make me feel better. So that question, you know, what can we do take better care of each other today, to be a better team? What can each of us do to try to make each other's day a little easier and more pleasant? You know, after that prayer allows you to really start thinking about showing up for each other. You know, and then, you know, when you talk, you were mentioning, you know, I wish I could just say things to the kids one time and it would get done. That's never going to happen, right?
So even explaining your feelings one time, it's not going to sink in. No matter what you do with a child, and this is true with adults, but definitely with any child of any age, you explain it once, you've just barely tapped on the door, never mind cracked it open.
So the next thing you want to be really focusing on here is creating structures that allow your kids to support, to follow through on things, right? So, you know, create a routine. Okay, on this day we do these chores. On this day we do these chores. You know, and you do them, and to the degree you can, do as many of them together. Because when you're doing them together as a family, then you're teaching the kids how to do them to your standards, and you're following through on it right there so that they learn how to do it. And when you see that you're working well together on that particular chore, then they'll know how to do it by themselves too. So you can start assigning individual chores then, and they'll actually follow through because you've put in the time to show them exactly what to do and how to meet your standard. We talk about a lot of this kind of stuff on the Catholic Home app. If you download Catholic HOM, it's available for iOS or Android. We provide daily support. So the main feature of that app is the opportunity our subscribers have to interact with Lisa and I and our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaching. It's not meant to replace counseling. It's really about coaching and kind of advice giving and support. But we really want to be there for parents every day because it's tough being a Catholic parent in today's world. So, you know, the Catholic HOM app gives us the opportunity to interact with our subscribers every day with the parenting questions they've got, questions about living their faith at home, questions about what about when kids start pushing back on things, you know, how do we really kind of get them through that hurdle? And so that's the main feature. But then we also have additional, like tons of exclusive content on there, downloadable activities, podcasts for Catholic moms and dads. We have a monthly video, monthly live Q&A, and lots of other resources to help you build a more loving, connected, and caring Catholic family. So if you'd like to learn more about the Catholic Home app and get the support that we can offer you on a daily basis, you can download Catholic HOM and become a subscriber today.
And I think especially for you as a single dad going through so much in this loss, especially the way that your wife died and all there is to process there as a family, I think you'll find so much support in that community, so much that will help you be able to feel like you're not parenting alone, which is what we really need for you at this point.
All right, Sean, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you here on the show, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We're glad that you called. I hope that you'll run with the suggestions we've made on the air and making sure that you're praying with the kids every day and asking that question. I think it's going to really change the dynamic in your family life. But I would really love to see you as part of the Catholic Home community because you have a deep heart for your kids. You have an open heart to God, and that's exactly the kind of parents we're looking for to be part of that community. Thanks again for the call. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. And as we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Luke chapter 15, verses 4 through 6.
Who among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep."
And, you know, obviously this is a parable of how God relates to us, his sinful children. But it's also a reminder to us parents of how God wants us to treat our children. You know, to make sure that we aren't just writing off that one kid who's kind of the pain in the butt. That one kid
or
who
causing
pushes
that
back.
Real pain in family life. You know, as we spoke to Anne earlier, she has 6 other children at home that she is trying to protect from the one child who is struggling. And our instinct as modern people would say, why would they leave 99 sheep alone in a field and go out and find one? Isn't that dangerous for the other 99 sheep? But it really shows in this parable how precious each child is, and when we can find and keep that one safe, the rest will be even safer and more trusting of the shepherd in the long run.
So, you know, words to inspire a different approach to parenting, one that really focuses on being willing to go that extra mile, to change ourselves, to bring out the best in our kids by cooperating with God's grace and letting him heal in us the things that need to be healed. 877-573-7825 is the number to call. Our show today is on parenting. It's titled Discipleship Discipline. As we talk about an approach to discipline that doesn't just say no and set rules, but really teaches kids, disciples them in Christian living and how to be godly people. 877-573-7825, whether your kids are little, teenagers, or adults, we want to help you be a more confident Catholic parent and disciple your kids into becoming who God created them to be. We'll be back with more of your calls coming up right after the break.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
This October 8th, our sponsor, Spirit Juice Studios, presents the full story of a hero, narrated by Jonathan Rumi.
Father Flanagan lived his life by a simple principle, that we are all children of God, and it is our responsibility to care for one another.
Heart of a Servant, the Father Flanagan story, rated PG-13. Tickets and info at fatherflanaganfilm.com. That's fatherflanaganfilm.com. Exclusively in theaters nationwide, October 8th.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, we're talking about parenting on our show titled Discipleship Discipline. That's what we call the approach that St. John Bosco advocated that rejects harsh punishments in favor of a mentoring relationship with children that teaches them virtue and helps them build good character. We want to help you as a Catholic parent not just set limits and say no, but really teach your kids how to love God and how to follow His ways. 877-573-7825 is the number. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Barbara, who's listening to EWTN Radio in North Carolina on the Divine Mercy Radio app.
Barbara, welcome to More to Life. How you doing?
I'm good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What
Thank
can we do for
you? My call. I am a convert I've been in the Catholic Church maybe 3 years. I have a 26-year-old who is not in church at all. Actually, my 24-year-old from that marriage is the one who got me into the Catholic Church. It's been a wonderful blessing, and I've been listening to you guys since coming into the church.
Thank you for that, and welcome home.
Education.
So how can we help you out today, Barbara?
She's 26. She has been married 3 or 4 years. They've been together 5 or 6. We have had a very strained relationship since she was about 12. Long story short, I've probably got enough fingers on one hand to count how many times I've been in the room with her husband. I really don't know him that well, but she is due for my first grandchild in January. I was not even invited to the wedding, and I have apologized for, I wasn't perfect. I got married at 16, had her very young, and I have apologized several times. However, after talking to the child that's just under her, she just didn't like the way I apologized. But even he says, even if you'd have done it in a different way, it wouldn't be enough. So here I am. And
well, that might be the case, Barbara, but let's start there.
Okay.
Let's start there. Did your other child tell you what your daughter would have liked to have seen happen differently in your apology? Or is that something that you could possibly write her a letter or a text and ask her?
I did ask. Of course, he doesn't want me to let her know that he even told me. But to her, I went through a similar thing with my mother, and I've never heard, "I'm sorry." Matter of fact, I got the total opposite. So to me, "I'm sorry" didn't seem like enough. So I wanted to offer her, "I'm sorry. This is what happened. I'm sorry." I've also gotten in a car accident, so I have some memory loss due to a traumatic brain injury. Mm. And so she takes that as not taking responsibility for that. And I would love to express that, but she's not open, and the child that told me she would have just rather me said I'm sorry, and that was it. But in saying that, he also said, but you could have done that, and that wouldn't have been enough.
So what do you have any contact with her at all at this point?
I have six. No, I don't have any. They're all grown now. I don't have any at home, but she is the only
one. No, I'm sorry. Do you have any contact with it? Sorry, Barbara. Do you have any contact with your 26-year-old daughter at this point? Do you talk to her at all?
No.
She doesn't respond to texts or anything?
No, she has me blocked.
All right.
I'm trying to talk, but then when she goes away from it, no matter how, and even when she engages me, when she goes away from the conversation, it's, well, she talked too much or she did this. And honestly, like my mother lives with me now. She acknowledges that even when the daughter engages me in the conversation, when it's all done and over with, then she complains about having it.
So two things, Barbara. I mean, first of all, this is, you know, we've got a lot of history here, you know, going back to when your 26-year-old daughter was 12, so we're talking 14 years of history. So I'm going to offer a couple of thoughts here. Number one, when you talk to her, because you said that, you know, she kind of randomly will reach out, I'd like you to just, you know, say, you know, look, I love you. I know that we have a difficult relationship. I would really like you to be able to feel supported by me, and I know that you don't, and I'm really sorry about that, and I'd like to understand what it would mean if you could feel supported by me. What would that look like? And just sort of leave it hanging there, and she probably won't know at first, and that probably won't get you very far. But the next time she reaches out to you, you know, then say, hey, you know, address whatever it is that she brings up, but then say, hey, you know, I whenever you feel up to it, you know, I'm not trying to pressure you, but you know, I really would like for you to be able to feel supported by me. And I really would like to know what that would look like to you. And just keep coming back to that question, because, you know, even our adult kids want to have that kind of relationship with us where they feel supported. Excuse me, I'm sorry, getting over chest cold. So that's number one. You know, just really focus in on that. I mean, if she was open to texts, you said she's blocked you, so I won't offer the typical suggestion that I do about, you know, just giving kind of regular chatty texts to stay in touch. But focus on the times when she does reach out. The second thing, you know, because there's so much history here, because there's so much hurt, and it sounds like there's a lot of work that maybe you need to do on yourself too, I'd really encourage you to be seeking out professional counseling to really work on yourself and to find out how, you know, what needs to happen in this relationship long term. And when do you need to set limits with her? Because if she's making irresponsible and unhealthy choices, obviously you can't support that. But, you know, how can you be generous? In what ways would be healthy to be around her? So, you know, working with somebody over the longer haul, I think, would be really important if you really do want to have a relationship with your daughter. Because I can give you a couple of suggestions here on the air, but with the very long history that you guys have and so many different landmines to negotiate, I think you're going to need some ongoing professional support to sort that out. But, Barbara, I want to thank you for the call. I want to welcome you back to the church and thank you for tuning in to More to Life. I hope that what you hear on the show regularly is helpful to you, and I hope that these suggestions will get you started. But thank you so much for reaching out to us. We've added your family to our More to Life prayer list, and if we can be supportive to you here on the air or through CatholicCounselors.com, don't hesitate to reach out to us.
But, Barbara, what I'm hearing from you is that God is active in your life. You're working with Him. Keep asking Him to heal this situation with your daughter. Keep bringing it to the Lord. I know He has a plan.
Well, that's all the time we've got for today's program. And as we're wrapping up, what I want to leave you with is this idea of discipleship discipline. You know, as Catholic parents, we don't want to limit ourselves to just laying down rules and saying no to things. You know, as Catholic parents, our goal is to disciple our children into living godly lives, to being Christian persons. And that really requires us, you know, moms and dads, to take an active role in teaching our kids how to be. First, we want to make sure that we are praying as a family every day, and that we're teaching our kids how to bring their concerns and their decisions and their successes to God every day as well. Then, we really want to be talking about How can they respond to the challenges they're facing as a Christian does? First praying through it, but then really thinking about what virtues might be helpful and how to apply them there. The more we have this mentor relationship with our kids, the more we are discipling our children into a healthy, godly adulthood. And if you're looking for ways to do that, I hope that you'll check out the Catholic Home app. That's Catholic H-O-M, where you can get support every day from Lisa and myself and our whole team of pastoral counselors, plus tons of great resources to help you build a more loving, caring, connected Catholic family. That's the Catholic H-O-M app. Become a subscriber today. We'll see you there.
To More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.